Good afternoon. We're here with Joe Thompson, the Surgeon General for the state of Arkansas, and he's going to talk to us today about ways to prevent childhood obesity. Dr. Thompson also serves as the director of the Robert Wood Johnson Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. Good afternoon.
Glad to be with you.
Thank you. We wanted to ask you a few questions about the prevalence of obesity in the country today, and if you could tell us the percentage of adults in this country who are obese or who have diabetes.
Sure. You know, this is a national epidemic that really does threaten the future, both health and worker productivity of our nation. We have well over a quarter of America's adult population now classified as obese by the Center for Disease Statistics. When you count obese and overweight individuals, we have almost two-thirds of our American adults that are obese. Unfortunately, this epidemic starts usually in the teenage and early childhood years, so that nationally, we have a significant proportion of our kids. Within our state, we have almost 38% of our kids that are either overweight or obese on their way to becoming the obese adults that are weighing our healthcare system down.
How have you seen these prevalence numbers change over the last, say, 10 or 15 years?
The Center for Disease Statistics has been tracking adult obesity rates annually for the last 15 or 20 years, and they have some quite remarkable maps that show the progression of the epidemic for adult obesity from the point where few states had more than 10 or 15% of their adult population obese in the mid-90s to now where just 15 years later, most states have at least 25% of their adults obese, and some, particularly in the southern regions of the nation, pushing the 30% level. This is directly correlated with the increase in the proportion of adult populations across the United States that have diabetes. Those same CDC assessments ask individuals, do you have diabetes? And now we have many states across the nation, about half, where almost 10% of the adult population self-report that a doctor's told them they have diabetes.
Joe, could you please tell us today the impact of obesity upon employers?
This is a significant burden on employers, both with respect to their direct health care costs, but also absenteeism and even presenteeism, when they have workers present but that are unable to fully perform the job. One of the things that's really important, particularly for the 25 new governors coming in across the nation in January, is the fact that the state government is the largest state-based employer in almost every state across the nation. In our state of Arkansas, we have almost 110,000 adults, either through the state employee population. We also offer insurance through all of our public school systems in a state-run plan. And so we are, as are across most of the states, one of the largest health insurance plans being run in states. Well, the governor is the lead executive, and the legislators are the lead funders. And so things that are going to impact employers, like obesity, are a significant threat. In our state employees population in Arkansas, we actually ask all of our state employees to do a health risk appraisal to ascertain what their obesity levels were, whether they were getting adequate physical activity, or whether they smoked. We found that over 30% of our state population was obese. We have over 20% doing no physical activity on a regular basis, and we had about 15% that were daily cigarette users. Very consistent with the CDC data and probably true for all states across the nation. What's important is we actually tied their health risk data to their medical claims costs so we could see what these risks actually were costing the state of Arkansas. And what we found out was if you didn't have any of these risks, you were not obese, you did some physical activity, you didn't smoke, the average healthcare cost for the state was about $2,400. If you smoked or were physically inactive, either one, your cost jumped an average of $1,300 to $1,400 a year. And obviously, if you had both, then you're even more expensive than that. This cost was the average across our whole population. It grew with age. So the older you were, if you were obese or if you didn't do physical activity, you cost the healthcare system even more dollars. This actually led us to put some of our prevention programs in place to offer weight-based nutrition counseling and so forth for our state employees, and actually has led to a much greater awareness and I think an impact that we'll see over time on what the productivity and the health of our state workforce is.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the Arkansas Child and Adolescent Obesity Initiative?
Sure. Similar to the time that we were addressing our adult obesity issues, we recognize that the epidemic starts much earlier than adulthood, in childhood through the behavior and patterns, environmental exposures that kids have. In 2003, our legislature passed an act which actually tried to start to address the environmental exposures, particularly within schools, trying to improve the nutrition that kids got through schools, the level of physical activity, the availability access to vending machines, and even what was in the vending machines, requiring healthier products to be sold, as well as changes to our state Medicaid program that offered support for nutritional counseling, and importantly, annual assessment of the body mass index of students reported home to parents in a health report, not a report card, a health report that characterized the risk that their children may have. When we fast forward now 7 years later, we're able to show a significant change in behaviors that will lead to us reversing the epidemic of childhood obesity. We have students reporting fewer vending purchases. When they do purchase, they're purchasing healthier products. We have students reporting going to fast food outlets less frequently. We actually have over 40% of students reporting that they've had no soft drink in the previous 24 hours. So I think we're starting to make a difference. Our BMI assessments show that we have halted the epidemic of childhood obesity, not yet reversed it. But I think with the recent passage and signing of the Child Nutrition Act and some other federal opportunities that are in the pipeline, we'll be one of the first states that can show we have reversed the epidemic of childhood obesity.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about your advice and policy opportunities that you see on the horizon at the state or the federal level that really could create some meaningful change in this country?
You know, I think what's important is that this epidemic of obesity has not come on overnight, but it is a threat that really is important for us to pay attention to in the future. It is going to take a sustained effort. There's not going to be a magic pill. There's no single program that a governor or a legislator or the president or Congress can put into place. There's not going to be a magic treatment in the doctor's office that's going to cure this problem and this epidemic. We're going to have to change the environment within which our kids go to school, live, learn, play each day. And it's not just the school environment, it's the home environment, it's the neighborhood environment. Essentially, the epidemic of obesity is about taking too many calories in and not expending enough calories through physical activity on a daily basis. We're out of balance. We're going to have to take steps that rebalance, whether that's moving from sugared soft drinks to diet drinks or preferably water, whether that's getting physical education back in our schools on a daily basis, whether that's making sure that every neighborhood has access to healthy fruits and vegetables and food options, not just a convenience store with cellophane-wrapped products that are nutritiously dense and not very healthy. And finally, to make sure that our communities are redeveloping and developing neighborhoods that reinforce and are conducive to being physically active. All of these steps are things that we've got to approach and change the environment that our families live, learn, work, play each day if we hope to reverse this epidemic and safeguard the future of our children.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Thompson, for being with us this afternoon. Again, the Surgeon General for the State of Arkansas and the Director of the Robert Wood Johnson Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.